This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication House Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed Grace Message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and do not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold minister that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant a seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month. Hallelujah. At 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in. You can join and enjoy it. Call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast. Also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share how we do church. This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Today I'm talking about why I became a preacher and teacher of the Word and the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, the Word and the Spirit. Let's open our Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word says, it says that in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, says, and Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are to have knowledge of the Word. We are to have knowledge of the power of God. Amen. And we are to flow in the power of God. This is for every believer. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. It says that he, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, and Jesus went about all cities in the village, teaching in the synagogue. Amen. Teaching. Amen. It's like giving a seminar, giving instructions and helping people to understand what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. Going in details. Hallelujah. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing the sick everywhere and disease among the people. Healing and every disease among the people. Hallelujah. Preaching is more proclamation. It's a proclamation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a time for teaching. There's a time for preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But the thing is, then he went into, amen, hallelujah, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So he went into the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I think it's in 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. My speech and my preaching were not with preserved words of human wisdom, but the demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The power of God. And the power of God. Amen. Our preaching. Amen. Got to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Our teaching must be inspired by the Holy Spirit, must be directed under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So when you come in to the environment of the preacher or the teacher, hallelujah, amen, of the man of God, you come under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. So that there are signs and wonders. 2 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Second Thessalonians chapter, hallelujah. We'll go back to, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. No, 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, chapter 1, verse 5 says, For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and the Holy Spirit. What? Our gospel did not come in word only. Word only. Did not come into word only. Did not come into word only. But in much assurance, but also in the power. Did not come in word. Our gospel did not come into word only. So you know, there's times we're given instructions, but there's times we're given gospel. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power. In power. And in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. It's for your sake. It's for your sake. Amen. Hallelujah. Much assurance. Much assurance. Hallelujah. And see, the thing is, the preaching of an apostle is this. In Romans chapter 1, verse 2. Amen, hallelujah. verse 10, 11, and 12 says, making requests, if by some means, not now, at least I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. It's the will of God. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. And that is, that you may be encouraged to gather with you in mutual faith, both yours and ours. There's an apostolic preaching teaching. There is a gift that's imparted into your life. There's a gift imparted into your life through the preaching, but also through the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. You lay hands on people that have been faithful. I'm not talking about the healing the sick. That have been faithful to impart gifts. Amen. That have been faithful. A lot of people have not been faithful. A lot of people have not been faithful. Okay. It's just really sad. Okay. In chapter 11, verse 1 and 2 says, follow my example, just as I also follow Christ. Now I pray to you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions which I have delivered to you, delivered them to you. We have to take these teachings, hallelujah, amen. See, you're not following me, you're following the anointing in my life. You're following the anointing in my life, hallelujah. You're following the anointing in my life, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Peter, let's go to Peter, hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, Peter chapter 3, verse, verse 12. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 12 says, for this reason, I will not be neglected to remind you always of these things, that you know and be established in the present truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to be established. We are to be established. Hallelujah. Amen. What the Holy Ghost is dealing with us in this hour, we are to be established. And here we see that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5 says, in other ages, what was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Hallelujah. This revelation that is given. Amen. Amen. That God releases this revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about, see, word revelation is the Holy Spirit teaching you the word. Amen. Apostolic revelation is the Holy Spirit giving word revelation to the apostle in order to give it to the body of Christ. Then prophetic revelation, which is prophecy, visions, and dreams. Hallelujah. Comes through the prophet. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, etc. Why did I become a preacher and teacher? Well, hallelujah. You know, you just don't say, hey, I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to be a teacher. Oh, I want to do what that guy's doing. Okay? You don't say that. It does not come from you. It does not come from your brain. It does not come from your soul. Okay? It comes from the Holy Spirit. Well, you know what? I was walking home from school. Hallelujah. When I was 14 years old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice. And it was the voice of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, you do not say, I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to teach the word. Unless the Holy Spirit has called you to do so. I'm not talking about believers sharing what they've been reading the word. Or sharing how God has led them to what God is leading them. Sharing their inspiration. Hallelujah. And what God's doing in their life. I'm talking about fivefold ministry, hallelujah. I'm talking about apostles and prophets, hallelujah. I'm talking about the men of God. When it talks about a man of God, it's talking about a prophet, okay? Amen, hallelujah. A messenger. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're talking about the apostles and prophets, hallelujah. See, you don't say, I'm going to be a pastor. Okay? Christ has to call you to be a pastor. You don't say, I'm going to be a teacher. See, the thing is, people say, oh, I'm called to do this. I'm called to do that. You know, some people, and they don't have, says, well, I feel the call to ministry. I feel the call to ministry. You see, there's a lot of people that have a devotion to Christ, and they're a little bit more inclined, and they have a hunger for God, and people want to send them off to Bible college. You know, first of all, every local church should be a Bible college. What? Every local church should be a Bible college. And in our new upstart Wineskin Association, amen, the sanctuary is a Bible college. The sanctuary, every sanctuary will be a Bible college. Hallelujah. 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 And see, the thing is, yes, every believer needs to have, be knowledgeable of the Bible. And they need to be discipled. They need to be equipped. They need to be mentored. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But those people were called to the Seven Mountain Society. Amen. The Seven Mountain Mandate Church. That's where they were called. Amen. Amen. But someone who's called to be a fivefold minister, they have been given not just a passion and desire, but they have been given an anointing and a grace and a gifting from God. And they have given, they are either apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And they know that they are called. Without a doubt, and it's not a seasonal call. You're not changing your mind every season. And you begin, it begins to become a journey and a walk in your life. And it starts when you're young. Even when you're not even saved. Even when you're living the world, you're going in one direction. Because God is beginning to guide you, even you don't know Him yet. But anyways, when I was 14, I was walking home. And I heard God speak to me. 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 Hallelujah. I heard God speak to me. Hallelujah. 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 And it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was like a pulling upon my heart. It was a pulling. And I heard God speak to me. He says, minister my word. And He said this three times. Minister my word. Minister my word. Amen. The word minister means a servant. A servant. I'm a servant of God. And why did He say it three times? Hallelujah. You know what? Sometimes the interpretation takes you a lifetime to figure it out. And number one, He burned up every plan in my life. That my plan was to do this. Amen. And it was not my plan. It was His plan. It was His plan. It was His plan. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. It was His plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was His plan. Hallelujah. It was His plan. Hallelujah. It was His plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was His plan. Hallelujah. It was His plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was His plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was His plan. His plan. Hallelujah. 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 His plan. It's His plan. It was his plan. And see, the thing is, he said three times, minister my word, minister my word, minister my word. And I believe that's three things. One, to minister word revelation. And that includes all but start of revelation. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Those who hallelujah. Number two, to minister prophetic revelation. Prophetic revelation. That's the flow in visions, in prophecy, in dreams, in the revelational gifts, in the utterance gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right there, I'm a seer. Hallelujah. And the third thing is to minister the Spirit in signs and wonders in the power of God. Because that's a gospel itself. That's a message in itself. Hallelujah. 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 And that's... And I begin to obey that. When I was 16. Hallelujah. So 14, then 16. I begin to obey. I begin to obey. Hallelujah. I begin to obey. I remember. Hallelujah. 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 And then, when I was 19, I formed my own ministry. Amen, hallelujah. And we began to minister. And I began to write art. Publish the... I made some cassettes and all that. And I would go preach at coffee houses. And we had a place that we preached on a college campus. And we went. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. And then later on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave me the revelation of home church, and I started doing home church. But God began to deal with me about the way we do church. That started a long time ago. Amen. Probably the first time I stepped foot in the church, God started speaking to me. Speaking to me. That's even before I was 10 years old. God started speaking to me. He started speaking to me. What? Oh! That's one of the messages that God has given me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me pray for you right now. Before I go, I want to quote this one thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 says, let him who is taught the word share. Let him who is taught the word. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Amen. We are, take care of those that are carriers of revelation. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. So as a soul in your life, please help us. I'm called to the nations of the earth. Amen. I'm called to establish apostolic works and spirits. I'm called to bring reformation and revival harvest. Amen. Pray about joining this ministry. Join one of our home church. Join. If you want to become part of this, you can become part of this. Otherwise, you can become a partner. Amen. Hallelujah. Either become part of it. Pray about becoming part of this. Or, number two, becoming a partner. Amen. Visit ElvisOxygen.com. Hallelujah. And you can send your donations. Hallelujah. You can send your donations too. Hallelujah. To Supplication National Ministries. Make sure you make your checks out to Supplication National Ministries. and you write us P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. Also, you can visit ElvisIverson.com. Hallelujah. Before you send that out, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And send us a letter with that, hallelujah. Telling us the name of you and your wife and or your husband and your children and things you need prayer for, hallelujah, and your phone number. Email us the best time to reach you and your address, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak into your life, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I pray for everyone with us in the message. It will influence my ministry in the church all over the world. I pray, Father, for outpouring many breakthroughs. Outpouring many miracles of God. God, Lord, I pray, Lord, activate prophecy, visions, and dreams. Activate signs and wonders in Jesus' name in their life. God, oh God, I outpour prayer fulfillment, prophetic fulfillment in Jesus' name. I pray outpouring of home churches. Outpouring new officer wineskin home churches. Outpouring new officer wineskin churches. God, establish the new officer of wineskins. Establish the thesis of the third reformation come. That many revivals begin to come. That the outpouring continues to harvest of souls come. Oh God, Lord, I pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, outpouring of angelic hosts. God, raise up apostles and prophets. Raise up a fresh wave of the fivefold ministry, God. Raise up a mighty company of priests and kings in the name of Jesus. All over there, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, thank you. Thank you for listening, hallelujah. And please visit ElvisIverson.com. Enjoy the many pleasures of the Holy Spirit, amen, and of Christ, amen.